Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the Wednesday, March 6th meeting of the Senate Committee on Rules. And we are convened as a committee to hear from several excellent and well-qualified people who have been appointed by the governor to some full-time positions and to many volunteer boards and commissions. So we're eagerly awaiting hearing from all of you. The way we operate here is that we'll hear from everybody first, then we'll be acting on your appointments at the close of today's hearing. So don't worry if you don't hear us voting immediately after we've heard from you. It doesn't mean we didn't like you. It just means that's our process. We do have a lot of people to get through this morning, so we'll move pretty expeditiously. We'll ask you as you come up to tell us a little bit about your background and why you want to serve in the particular position to which you've been appointed. And then if the members have any questions, we'll open it up for brief questions. So I'm Diane Rosenbaum, the chair of the Executive Appointments Committee, a senator from Portland and Milwaukee and Clackamas County. My vice chair is Senator Ted Ferrioli, whose district is wide and large in eastern Oregon. We have to his right, to your left, Senator Lee Beyer from Springfield. Then to my left is Senator Bruce Starr from Hillsboro. And so without further ado, I think I will begin, and we will open a public hearing on the appointment of Tom Beiler as the Executive Director of the Oregon Watershed Enhancement Board. And if you'd like to come forward. Good morning. We are very glad to see you and very excited to hear about your interest in being the Executive Director of the Oregon Watershed Enhancement Board.
Well, good morning, Chair Rosenbaum, members of the committee. For the record, my name is Tom Beiler. I'm the Executive Director at the Oregon Watershed Enhancement Board, and I greatly appreciate being able to be here this morning to express my interest in a reappointment to the director position at OWEB. As you may know, OWEB is a state agency that manages grants that support voluntary cooperative conservation efforts throughout the state that restore and protect native fish and wildlife, or habitat for native fish and wildlife and water quality. And I'm pleased to report that OWEB's grant investments are having a positive influence in communities around the state. Not only are we seeing watershed health improve as a result of these projects, but equally importantly, these projects are bringing needed jobs to communities in order to be able to implement the work. And also, they are sowing the seeds of and building a foundation of trust and partnership that allows these communities to find longer-lasting solutions on often complex natural resources issues that they face. OWEB currently is at an important juncture as an organization. Our board for the past year has been engaged in a planning process, a strategic planning process, where we are gearing up in concert with our stakeholders to better organize and prioritize our grant investments for the long term. As part of that effort, we are hoping to better leverage other funding. As we've seen federal funds decline as potential match for our state funds, we know that we need to be more aggressive in seeking those complementary dollars. And equally important, and perhaps most importantly, our board is very engaged in making sure that as we move forward with our investments, that we're putting into place the mechanisms that allow us to track our progress over time so that we can report to the legislature, the governor, and the public at large on the progress that we're making, the return on the investment that we're making in conservation around the state and the communities that we serve. Working at OWEB has been an amazingly rewarding experience. Not only do I get to work every day with motivated and talented staff and a dedicated board, but I get the real pleasure of experiencing firsthand the extraordinary efforts of Oregonians around the state to do this kind of work and how they're improving their communities. It would be a great honor to be able to continue to serve at OWEB. I appreciate your consideration, and I'd be happy to respond to any questions you may have.
Great. Well, thank you very much for your service and for your willingness to re-up. Are there any questions? Yes, Senator Farioli.
Thank you, Madam Chairman. Mr. Byler, just a couple of questions. One, Madam Chair, having to do with the balance between investment in aquatic and terrestrial ecosystems. How do you balance that? Where do you find the balance point between the two?
Chair Rosenbaum, Senator Farioli. You know, we see the balance play out by the demand that we get from our applicants. And one of the interesting things that we've seen over the years is while, as you well know, our early efforts were really focused on salmon habitat restoration around the Oregon Plan for Salmon and Watersheds. And when you look at our past investments, you see that most of our investments, the majority of our investments at that time were around riparian areas. What we've seen is that there's been an increase in upland efforts and upland projects as we have matured as an organization. And I think that's in large part that we're seeing folks in different parts of the state put together very strong proposals around those efforts, around those interests. We definitely view our a portfolio, if you will, in terms of the types of ecological outcomes that we invest in as being more than just in the water and riparian. When you look at our charge in the Constitution and in statute, it's broad. And so our investments do contribute to upland work as well as riparian.
Another question, Madam Chair?
Follow-up?
Mr. Byler, you... the agency does water quality surveys and looks at terrestrial habitat and aquatic habitat. Did you do any of that surveying aerially through by airplanes?
Chair Rosenbaum, Senator Farioli. To be clear, the agency doesn't do the work itself. Any work that happens is work through grant work. Our staff are oriented around managing those grants. The aerial work that we have partnered with or our funds have helped support primarily is around LIDAR work, which is probably beyond my pay scale to describe to you in great detail, but provides really detailed information about the landscape that allows project implementers to understand some of the physical qualities of the potential projects they're working on and allow them to put those projects together safely and effectively.
A follow-up, Madam Chair.
Yes, go ahead.
The LIDAR detail is astounding. And there are privacy concerns with folks living in rural areas and not knowing when there may be overflights. How do you handle that with citizens who, might have a privacy concern?
Chair Rosenbaum, Senator Farioli, that's a great question, and I don't have a it's not a policy that we've engaged in at this point, but it's something that we can as we consider future grant applications, that's a consideration that we can take into place as we develop our grant agreements.
And Madam Chair, just an observation, there's a lot of concern about the potential cost savings of using unmanned flight devices, drones, photographic drones. I would urge you to be very cautious about adopting that technology because what you think may be saving money may be terribly costly in terms of the credibility of your program. And I'd like to quote a sentence, if I may, Madam Chair, from the application of Mr. Byler. I believe the Oregon Plan for Salmon and Watersheds to be the best natural resources management plan in the country. And I just wondered if you knew that Representative Messerly, who co-authored that plan as the co-chair from the House, and myself co-chaired that Oregon Salmon Plan that developed that plan with your help and the help of many other people. So I appreciate seeing that you still believe it's the best plan in the country.
Chair Rosenbaum, Senator Farioli, I absolutely do, and I think that we're being recognized more broadly, both nationally and internationally, for the work that's happening in Oregon.
I think that year, Representative Meschel and I both got zeros from the conservation community, 2 years running, if I remember correctly. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you, Senator Farioli. How things change. And any other questions for this witness? Okay, Thank you. We'll be acting on your appointment at the end of the hearing. Senator Farrelly, I was waiting to see if you were perhaps going to use an extraterrestrial reference in your last line of questioning.
No, ma'am. I believe you spent more time in the air than I have recently.
Perhaps. Okay, thank you. And I'll close the public hearing and open a public hearing on the appointments of Cameron Smith as Director of the Oregon Department of Veterans Affairs, if you'd like to come forward. Good morning and welcome to the Senate Rules Committee. And please just tell us your name, a little about your background, and why you'd like to serve as head of our Department of Veterans Affairs.
Good morning, Chair Rosenbaum, Vice Chair Farrelly, members of the committee. For the record, my name is Cameron Smith, and I am the honored and humbled to be Governor Kitzhaber's nominee to head up the Oregon Department of Veterans Affairs. I've had the privilege of being a policy advisor to both Governor Kulongoski and Governor Kitzhaber and working closely with the department to serve our veterans and military families, and I'm excited to officially join the ODVA team. And at this transition, I think it's important to pause and look at where we've been. Under Director Willis's decade of leadership at ODVA, we've deployed over 2 million American men and women to Iraq and Afghanistan. And both he and the ODVA staff have worked tirelessly to help returning veterans reintegrate back to civilian life. At the same time, we know our work for our veterans is just beginning. Our recent veterans represent one of the nation's greatest assets with hard-earned skills and experience, yet they continue to carry the residual effects of over 12 years of war. We also have aging veterans from the previous generations of Vietnam, Korea, and World War II that deserve the best in care, honor, and support. We also cannot forget the service and sacrifice of our military families that are the backbone of our forces. And as the operations overseas in Iraq have concluded, and as they wind down throughout 2014 in Afghanistan, that's a good thing, but we risk fading attentions to veterans' issues back here at home. As such, we must redouble our efforts to focus support and services for their health, continuing education, and employment. We must expand and improve our outreach to all veterans and continue to grow our essential partnerships. The challenges and opportunities that we face in supporting our veterans are larger than any one agency. This is not a lone wolf mission. ODVA has tremendous partners in our county veteran service offices, the national veterans organizations, local and federal agencies, tribal governments, state agencies, the Oregon legislature, congressional offices, colleges and universities, businesses, and nonprofits. As a proud Marine who served 3 tours in Iraq, I understand the impacts of war on our most recent generation of veterans. I also have the deepest respect and admiration for our shared history and all previous generations who have served our state and nation. I look forward to working with you to support our veterans and serving as the director of ODVA. Together, I know we can make a difference for our veterans and our military families. Thank you for the opportunity to testify, and I'm happy to answer any questions.
Thank you very much. This is an extremely important position to the entire state, so we're very appreciative of your willingness to take on the challenge. Any questions for Mr. Smith?
Just a comment.
Yes, go ahead, Senator Starr.
So I just wanted to thank you, Mr. Smith, for coming by and visiting in my office ahead of this hearing. I think that's very valuable, and for future appointments that the governor makes, I would welcome and appreciate those individuals coming and visiting me. So thank you for making taking the time and making the effort to come and visit ahead of the hearing. I really appreciate it.
So, Madam Chair, Senator Starr, I think we can all do better well beyond the confirmation process, making sure that all of you are true partners well beyond confirmation session and beyond.
Great. Thank you for that comment. And again, thank you for your willingness to serve. I know that many, many senators have spoken to me on your behalf and said how excited and supportive they are of your taking this position and being able to take on the many challenges of both 20th and 20th century departments. So we're looking forward to working with you.
Thank you.
Thanks again. And I'll close the public hearing. And we have been joined by the fifth member of our committee, and that's Senator Jenny Burdick, who is from Portland and Tigard. And good morning, Senator Burdick.
Good morning. Sorry I'm late.
And no problem. We'll be moving at a brisk clip, as I said at the outset, because unlike when we do this when the legislature's not in session, we do have a floor session that we'll have to go to at 10:30. So if it seems like we're going a little bit quickly, that's the reason. So next, I'll open a public hearing on the appointments of Dr. Todd Beck and James Morris to the Oregon Board of Dentistry. If both of you would like to come forward together. And then just so you can be ready, after we hear from them, we'll be hearing from Richard Withnell. So if you'd like to just tell us your name, a little about your background, and why you'd like to serve on the Board of Dentistry.
Good morning, Chair Rosenbaum and committee members. This is my first Senate hearing, so forgive me if my... This is must be what you feel like going to the dentist. My palms are all sweaty. I am a general dentist. I practice in Portland, Oregon, full-time. I'm also an assistant professor up at the School of Dentistry. I've been an educator for most of my career after I graduated. I am honored and humbled to be nominated by our governor for this position. I think that... protecting the public while ensuring that they get excellent dental care is absolutely imperative. I've worked with the dental board and several other committees in leadership positions throughout our state and nationally, and I'm very, very excited to be able to serve in this capacity, and we'll do a wonderful job, and I'd be more than happy to answer any questions.
Great. Thank you very much. We hope this experience won't be the public hearing equivalent of a root canal.
So. I hope not, too.
Please go ahead.
Hi, Chair Rosenbaum, Senator Farioli, Senator Starr, Senator Beyer, and Senator Burdick, of whom district I am in your district, Senator Burdick. How are you doing? For the record, my name is James Morris. I work with I work at Northwestern Mutual, which has afforded me the opportunity to work with businesses, high net worth clients, and to reach back to my own community through the church I attend, and to work with struggling families looking for a way to leave a financial legacy for their children. In addition to my paid work, I'm currently serving on the African American Advisory Board with the Portland Housing Center, where I teach financial literacy to their Getting Your House in Order program, which are for first-time home buyers. And I'm also on the State Commission for the State Commission on Black Affairs. I am passionate about helping people in my community find their way out of struggle and into success. The only way for that to happen is through improved access to basic services, education, and economic opportunity. Oregon as a whole cannot thrive unless all Oregonians are thriving together. I believe I would be an asset to the dentistry board, putting my experience and my commitment to work in this very critical arena. I will add my perspective to the board's consideration of safe and equitable dental practices, as well as its deliberations regarding discipline. I look forward to being a bridge between the work of the board and the larger community, where appropriate, and to the opportunity to serve. Having the opportunity to serve on the Oregon's Dentistry Board is a natural step towards reaching my public service goals. We know lack of adequate oral health care is closely correlated to larger health impacts, such as life-threatening infections that get their start in decaying tooth. What many don't consider is that poor oral health care can also negatively impact access to broader opportunities. A child with untreated tooth pain cannot focus on learning in school. A compromised smile may forever mark a job seeker as a less desirable applicant. And access to care is only one part of the equation. Appropriate delivery of that care is also critical. As a businessman who's also African American, I'm aware of the disparate impact of lack of access to dental care on people of color in Oregon. I've closely followed Portland's recent debates on oral water fluoridation, which I believe is a critical public health practice. Serving on the State Dentistry Board will allow me to lend my perspective and experience to its practices and to learn more about the other side of that public health coin, which are the providers. Thank you.
Thank you very much for your willingness to serve. Any questions? OK, Okay, it looks like you've answered them all. Thank you for being here, and we'll be acting on your appointment at the close of today's hearing. I'll close the public hearing and open a public hearing on the appointment of Richard Withnell to the Oregon Education Investment Board, and after him we'll be hearing from John Lausung on the Board of Accountancy. Good morning, and welcome to the Senate Rules Committee.
Good morning, Chair Rosenbaum, members. I've been before you before as Chair of the Commission on Families and Children, and also I'm a member of the Early Learning Commission right now. I'm a local business person, been here in Salem for 40-some years as a used car salesman here in town. And the reason that I'm here is that Dick Alexander, when he passed away in October, was a real hero for every early childhood education. And I was pushing for the governor and for his staff to replace Dick with the same type of demographic on the Oregon Education Investment Board. And I gave them names in November, and I gave them more names in December, and I gave them more names in January, and here I am. So you got to be careful what you wish for. But I think it's very important, though, to have a representative of the business community on the Oregon Investment Board. And I'll be happy to answer any questions for you.
Great. Well, thank you very much for taking on another responsibility. Senator Starr.
And Mr. Withnell, I just want to thank you for your service and your willingness to step up in your previous capacities and current capacities and for stepping up to serve on this board as well. Thank you.
Appreciate that.
Okay. Thank you again. And we'll close the public hearing and next open a public hearing on the appointment of John Lausung to the Oregon Board of Accountancy, and after him we'll be hearing from Dr. Jason Young. Good morning, welcome to the Senate Rules Committee.
Good morning, Chair Rosenbaum, Senators. I appreciate the opportunity to be here. My name is John Lausung. I live in Sherwood. I've been practicing public accounting for about 10 years, formerly with a large firm in Portland, and globally I practice internationally for a little while. In the last 3 years, I practiced with a regional firm headquartered here in Salem, AKT. The reason why I'm really excited to be part of the Oregon Board is because I'm passionate about accounting, which I know is a bit shocking. But I love being a CPA, and the reason I do, I would have never put myself in the position of a CPA when I was younger, but I really lucked out having great mentors, and I look for every opportunity to give back to the community, to protect the public, and protect the integrity of the profession. For the past 2 years, I've served on the Complaints Committee of the Oregon Board, which has kind of spurred my opportunity here and my interest in serving as a board member. So I appreciate the opportunity, and I would be happy to answer any questions you have.
Great. Any questions? I don't see any. Well, we certainly appreciate your willingness to serve, and especially as we're getting into what I know is the busiest time of the year in your profession, for being here in person.
Thank you for not asking any tax questions.
Thanks again, and I'll close the public hearing and open a public hearing on the appointment of Dr. Jason Young to the State Board of Chiropractic Examiners, and next we'll be hearing from Eric Farm and Donna Opitz. Good morning.
Good morning, Chair Rosenbaum, and good morning, committee. First, let me start by thanking you all for your service and what you do for the state that I love. And also, if it's all right, I'd like to acknowledge my family who's sitting in the back, my beautiful wife and my children, who I'm amazed have been so well behaved. And I want to attribute that to the power of chiropractic. I could sit here and talk about how awesome I am, and I assure you I'm extremely awesome. But I want to talk about chiropractic. I received my first chiropractic adjustment when I was 3 days old. My mother, Beverly Lee Young, took me to a chiropractor, and when I tell people that, they wonder what was wrong with me. They wonder what's wrong with me now. But back then, there was nothing wrong with me. My mom was interested in my health and wellness, and so my entire life, chiropractic has been an important part of maintaining my own health, my belief system about vitality, health, and wellness, and how life should be lived. And we're kind of in a crisis right now when it comes to healthcare, aren't we? It's part of our national dialogue, as well as I know that for the governor, it's a high priority to make sure that all Oregonians have access to effective and affordable healthcare in a way that's meaningful and safe. And I feel like chiropractic has a great potential to save the day, so to speak. And I know that involvement with a board like the Oregon Board of Chiropractic Examiners, the main focus is public safety, and I believe in that. And I also believe that chiropractic as a whole is important to our public safety as well. It's drug-free, non-surgical, very safe. A very safe method of treating a lot of the, not just the aches and pains, but also the chronic illnesses that many Oregonians face. And so I'm committed to making sure that it's available to everybody in Oregon who wants it in a way that's affordable and effective for them. So I appreciate your consideration in terms of serving as a member of this board, and I welcome any questions that you may have.
Great. Well, thank you for your willingness to serve, and also congratulations on such a terrific family.
So. Thanks. It's my wife's doing mostly.
Any questions for Dr. Young? Okay. Well, again, we'll be acting on your appointment at the close of today's hearing, and thank you for all you do. I'll close the public hearing and next open a public hearing on the appointment of Eric Farm and Donna Opitz,
yes,
to the Board of Commissioners of the Port of Coos Bay. And whichever of you would like to go first, please go ahead.
Well, good morning, Chair Rosenbaum, Senators. My name is Donna Opitz, and I am very much looking forward to serving on the Board of Commissioners for the Port of Coos Bay, because for many, many years I have been part of the economic development community of Coos Bay, have served on committees and worked on economic development projects there. And I recognize that the Port of Coos Bay has a very powerful role in the economic development of the South Coast. I bring with me to this board 14 years experience as a school board member. I understand the open meetings law. I understand how boards work. I understand the need to develop consensus. I understand that we operate as a board and we do not manage the staff, or we don't manage the business of the port, but we help with the broad big picture. I also bring 20 years experience as a financial consultant, formerly with Smith Barney, and worked in a business that had a global perspective, and I understand looking at a larger global perspective. I thank you for the opportunity to serve and would welcome any questions.
Thank you. I think we'll hear from both of you and then we'll open it up. Please go ahead.
Good morning, Chair Rosenbaum, members of the committee. For the record, I'm Eric Farm, and I'm nominated to serve on the Board of Commissioners for the Oregon International Port of Coos Bay. It's an honor to be considered for the seat on the Port Commission. Right now, there are many exciting opportunities at the Port of Coos Bay, which, if realized, will provide a significant improvement to our regional economy. Our deepwater port and railroad have unparalleled potential to contribute to a diverse, healthy, and sustainable economy for the state of Oregon, and for that matter, the entire country. As a natural resource land manager and former president of the Bay Area Chamber of Commerce, I understand how important the port is to a vibrant economy in Southern Oregon. Many of our local businesses depend on both water and rail transportation to ensure our community is competitive in the global marketplace. The port continues to be a major driver and advocate for responsible economic development in our area. And with our rail line back up and running, our local wood products manufacturers again have a cost-effective option to get their finished products to market all across the country. It also allows organic dairy farmers to get organic grain shipped to our area from the Midwest, enabling them to capture part of that niche market. If confirmed, I will bring the experience I've gained as a military officer, forester, and community leader to the table to help shape the future of our local community. There is so much to be excited about in our Bay Area. I'm optimistic that we are on the verge of some new and exciting times, and I'm committed to doing my part to help realize this new future for the citizens of Oregon. Thank you for your this opportunity to appear before you today, and I would be happy to answer any questions.
Well, thank you both for your willingness to accept this assignment. I know that the port positions in Coos Bay are extremely time-consuming and crucial to the economic development of the entire region, so we really appreciate you taking this on. Any questions for these good folks? Okay, it looks like you've answered them all, so thank you very much for being here. And I'll close the public hearing, and I'll open a public hearing on the appointment of Colleen Forbes to the State Board of Direct Entry Midwifery, and after we hear from her, we'll be hearing from Miranda Summer and Anthony Valise. Good morning. Thank you for waiting so patiently, and please tell us your name and a little about your background and why you'd like to serve.
Great. Thank you, Chair Rosenbaum and Senators. I'm very pleased to be here this morning. And for the record, my name is Colleen Forbes. I'm a licensed midwife, and I practice in the Eugene-Springfield area. And as a licensed midwife since 2002, I have been actively serving birthing families in the southern Willamette Valley and involved in both state and regional politics, including serving on the Oregon Midwifery Council Board as president and as regional representative. And it is a great pleasure to be appointed to this board, and I view this appointment as a means of continuing my commitment to ensuring safe, comprehensive, and affordable maternity care to all Oregon families. For the past 10 years, I've worked pretty diligently with physicians and hospitals building positive working relationships that will ensure seamless access to medical consult and medical intervention when necessary. And in addition to that, I feel pretty strongly about informed consent for all procedures and choices that families make with regards to the birth of their children, and have led the way in my community in developing informed consent documents that present both evidence-based practice and the standard of care in our community, and have collaborated with physicians and nurse managers in that process. So I'm really excited to have this opportunity to continue that work and ensure the highest qualities of the standards of midwifery for all of Oregon families. Thank you, and I would welcome any questions that you have.
Thank you. Any questions? Okay, thank you again
for
being willing to take on this assignment. I know that you're very busy, and frequently we were thinking you might need to join us by telephone if something came up unexpectedly, but we're glad you're here
right
in person.
Thank
Great.
You.
Great, thanks again. I'll close the public hearing and open a public hearing on the appointments of Miranda Semmer and Anthony Valise to the State Board of Education. And if you'd both like to come forward together, that would be great. Good morning. Thanks for being with us. And whichever of you would like to go first.
Good morning, Chair Rosenbaum, committee members. My name is Miranda Semmer. I'm from the Beaverton-Tigard area, and I considered identifying myself by district, but it sounded so Hunger Games in my head, and anybody who's read those books knows that's not a great way to start your morning. So, a few things about myself. I'm honored to be here today to as a nominee to the Board of Education. I'm also an attorney and a business owner. I'm an attorney in Portland. I'm also a parent. I have a 2.5-year-old. Honestly, having a child was a huge part of my interest in this, and you sort of have this worldview, and then it changes dramatically when you have a child, and things that you thought were important before become extremely important or not important at all. Education's always been an interest to me, and decided that I wanted to contribute to our community because I love Oregon, and this just seemed like a natural fit. Also, a little bit more about my background. I went to University of Oregon School of Law, so hopefully any beavers on the committee aren't holding that against me too much. And I think, honestly, what I'd like to say about myself and my interest here is I know that this has been a difficult time for education. You all have probably had to make a lot of hard choices about that, but I see this as an opportunity for us to emerge stronger and better as a community, and I really look forward to being a part of that. I appreciate you taking the time to listen to me today, and if you have any questions, I am happy to answer them.
Great. Thank you very much for taking this on among all your other assignments. Please go ahead.
Buenos dias. Good morning, Senator Rosenbaum, committee members. My name is Anthony Valise. I'm from the city of Woodburn. And a little bit about myself. I'm a farm worker. I'm a student. I'm a board member, and I'm a business owner. My family arrived here in my grandparents in the 1950s as farm workers. We settled in the Willamette Valley. In the 1960s, half my family went back to their home state of Texas, and my mom and dad, we stayed here. I'm a proud product of a public education, attended Woodburn School District, and alumni of Portland State University, and I brought a few of my friends, if you noticed outside. I am a former city councilor for the city of Woodburn, and a former school board member, and I currently own a small business. in the city of Woodburn. So education is dear to me. I was born into education. That was the way out of poverty for our family. My dad is a retired public educator. He was a teacher in the Salem-Keizer School District for many, many years. My mom worked for the Willamette ESD. I have many family members that are working education, teachers, administrators, superintendents. And so it's a life with the way with us. I'd love to serve on the Oregon Board of Education. I think I bring a unique perspective. I think a 360 overview. I'm a product of a public education and hopefully somewhat of a little success story. My time as a school board member, not only were we helping, obviously, the students that needed a lot of help, like English language learners, but we also didn't forget the students that were excelling, and we started an international baccalaureate program. So I think that when you talk about public education, you got to talk about the whole thing and not just a certain group. Obviously, one needs a lot of help, but we can't forget those that are excelling and want to even go beyond their regular academics. So with that, I just want to thank you for the opportunity, and if you have any questions.
Thank you both. Any questions for these good folks? Okay, well, we'll just thank you, and particularly both of you, because I know how busy you are, and the great work that's been done in Woodburn is really pretty legendary around the state. So, and I will close this public hearing and next open a public hearing on the appointment of Heather Miller to the Electrical and Elevator Board, if you'd like to come forward. Good morning. Thanks for waiting so patiently. And if you'd like to just say your name, tell us a little bit about your background and why you'd like to serve on the Electrical and Elevator Board.
Good morning, Chair Rosenbaum and committee members. My name is Heather Miller. I live in Oak Grove. I started in the IBEW apprenticeship 18 years ago, and I worked in the industry in the field for 13 years, and I've been working in the office as a project manager for the last 5 years. I'm honored to be nominated for the Elevator and Electrical Board by the governor, and I am so sorry. I'm sorry. I'm so nervous. I'm sorry. And I look forward to being able to serve the state, and I care about public safety and being able to help the Building Codes Division. And if I could name drop and say thank you to my dad, Representative Barker, for coming with me today to make this easier. Thank you for your time.
Great. Well, we appreciate your willingness to serve and take time out of a busy life and a busy occupation. So I know you'll do a good job. And we certainly are well aware that you understand public service from your dad and your mom. So thanks again for being here. Any questions? Okay. I'll close the public hearing and open a public hearing on the appointment of Adam Reinhardt to the Employment Relations Board. He is going to be joining us by telephone. Good morning. Is this Adam Reinhardt?
This is.
Good morning. This is Diane Rosenbaum, Chair of the Senate Committee on Rules. We're here in the State Capitol with a full slate of committee members, and we'd like you to just tell us your name and a little bit about your background and why you would like to serve as the public member of the Employment Relations Board.
Thank you, Chair Rosenbaum, Senators. My name is Adam Reinhardt, and I'm honored to appear before you as a nominee for a board member position with the Employment Relations Board, which is a position that brings together my experience in labor relations and in mutually adjudicating disputes between employers and employees. It's that collective experience that I would like to bring to the board, which is charged with fairly resolving labor relations disputes. I began my postgraduate legal career in New York, working as an attorney in labor relations matters, demonstrating expertise in labor law, arbitration, and collective bargaining, all of which are central to the role of the Employment Relations Board. I also gained the appreciation of the unique relationship between labor and management and the importance of fostering a relationship that promotes workplace stability and reduces workplace disputes, which leads to a more stable and productive workforce. I also am the importance of having disputes being resolved in a fair and timely fashion. I then moved to Oregon, turning my attention to public service as a staff attorney with the Workers' Compensation Board, where I've worked since 2008 as an advisor to the members of that board. in that capacity, I assist the members in resolving employer-employee and employee-insurer disputes under the Workers' Compensation Act. I work on behalf of all of the members, providing each member with the most legally supportable advice for any given dispute. In the event of a potential disagreement between the members, I work collaboratively with those members to see if a legally supportable accord can be reached. And once the members reach a decision, I draft an order, as well as any possible dissent or concurrence. And that ultimate order is subject to review by the Oregon Court of Appeals and the Oregon Supreme Court. Although these disputes are often factually and legally complex, I strive to ensure that the orders resolved in disputes are completed as expeditiously as possible, knowing the importance of a timely resolution to the parties and the stakeholders, the agency, and ultimately the public. I now wish to bring that experience to the Employment Relations Board to further the significant work of the agency. Thank you for your time, and I'd be happy to answer any questions.
Okay, well, thank you for your willingness to accept this appointment. Are there any questions for Mr. Reinhardt?
Madam Chair?
Yes, Senator Farioli.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Mr. Reinhardt, you are nominated to fill the public member role for the board, yet you are coming directly from a career within the agency. So could you comport those two apparently conflicting facts, that you'd be representing the public member role, but you've come from inside an agency?
And Senator Farioli, just to clarify, I think the agency where he works as a staff attorney is actually the Workers' Compensation Board, so it has an administrative law function, but it's not the Employment Relations Board.
Madam Chair, thank you for answering for the applicant.
Would you like to further clarify, Adam, or is that pretty much it?
No, that's correct, Chair Rosenbaum.
Any other questions? Okay, well, thank you very much for joining us by telephone, and we'll be acting on your appointment and the others at the close of today's hearing. We'll let you get back to your work.
Thank you very much.
I'll close this public hearing and open a public hearing on the appointment of Dennis Luke to the Governing Board of the State Department of Geology and Mineral Industries. And he is here with us, and it's great to see a former legislator who's also serving in other ways. So welcome to the Senate Rules Committee.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Chair Rosenbaum, members of the committee, my name is Dennis Luke from Bend, Oregon, and the governor has nominated me to sit on the governing board of the State Department of Geology and Mineral Industries. I spent the bulk of my private sector time in the construction field, had my own company, but I've been an interested amateur geologist for a long time, and I believe my experience can be a complement to the existing board. When I served in the Oregon House, I served 6 years on the Natural Resources Committee and dealt with quite a few issues the board deals with. And the governor appointed me at that time to sit on the Seismic Advisory Committee, which made some of the early recommendations for things to do on the coast in case of a tsunami, earthquake, those kind of things. After I was elected to the Deschutes County Commission, we spent over 50% of our time on land use, and I had an opportunity to work on and be involved in geothermal at Newberry Crater, biomass down in the Pine area, mining sites. We sited new sites. We've worked with reclaimed sites, and when we had one major site that was not reclaimed, so we worked through that process. And then before I left the commission, we had started working on gas development at our landfill. Again, I believe I can be a complement to the existing board, and I thank you for your consideration.
Well, thank you very much for taking on this assignment. In addition to everything else that you've done, we're really quite pleased.
Yeah, and just
Senator Starr.
And thank you for making the trip over the mountain to be here this morning. I really appreciate it.
And Chair Rosenbloom, Senator Starr, it's always a pleasure to come to this side of the mountain so I can appreciate where I live.
That's a great comment. And did you want to introduce anybody to us?
Good morning, Chair Rosenbaum and the committee members. My name is Vicki McConnell. I'm the Oregon State Geologist and the Director of the Oregon Department of Geology and Mineral Industries. And I just wanted to stop by and let you know that Chair Givens of our board and myself and the Governor's Office and the Natural Resource Office are delighted with the appointment, the nomination and appointment. And the point I really wanted to make is both the experience that Mr. Luke has, but also our board is mandated to be geographically representative of the state, and we take that very seriously, and it is important for us to have good representation across the state so we understand the issues that are out there, and we believe he brings that knowledge of Central and Southern Oregon to our board. Thank you.
Great. Well, thank you for being here to support the appointment, and we'll be acting on it at the close of today's hearing. Thanks again.
Thank you.
I'll close the public hearing, and next I'll open a public hearing on the appointment of Cynthia Gomez to the Commission on Hispanic Affairs, and I believe she will be joining us by phone. Good morning. Is this Cynthia Gomez? We're getting some... Cynthia, hold on just a minute. We're getting some feedback here, I think.
Okay.
It's on her. Oh, yeah. I guess you're listening to our hearing, so if you could just turn down the volume on your computer.
All right.
Great. So we've just opened a hearing on your appointment to the Commission on Hispanic Affairs. So we're sitting here in Salem. I'm the chair of the committee, and if you'd like to just state your name for the record and then tell us a little about your background very briefly and why you'd like to serve on the Commission on Hispanic Affairs.
Good morning, Chair Rosenbaum, Senators. My name is Cynthia Gomez. I'm honored to come before you as a nominee for the Oregon Commission of Hispanic Affairs. I live in Portland with my husband, who's a middle school teacher, and have a 5- and a 9-year-old, both who attend the Portland Public School, where I serve on the site council. I'm currently the Director of Cultural Centers at Portland State University. Previously, I worked at the nonprofit Latino Network as the Director of a civic engagement program on building the capacity of grassroots community members. I also served on the board for Latino Network and have worked five years as a service provider for adjudicated Latino youth. I'd like to serve on the Oregon Commission of Hispanic Affairs because I'm passionate about working towards Latino community economic, social, and political equity. I'm especially interested in the opportunity that might be available to serve as another representative of the Oregon Environmental Justice Task Force. Thank you for your consideration.
Okay, well, thank you for your willingness to serve. Are there any questions for Ms. Gomez? Okay, I don't think there are, so we'll let you get back to what is obviously a very busy career and a very busy life, and thank you again for being willing to accept this appointment. We'll be acting on it at the close of today's hearing.
Thank you. Good morning.
You have a good day. I'll close the public hearing and next open a public hearing on the appointment of Pamela Weatherspoon to the Oregon Liquor Control Commission. If you'd like to come forward. And thank you for waiting so patiently. If you'd like to tell us who you are, a little about your background, and why you'd like to serve on the OLCC.
Good morning, Chair Rosenbaum and the rest of the committee members. My name is Pamela Weatherspoon, and I am very honored to be considered to be a potential member of the OLCC Commission. It is a great honor, and I would be very excited to be confirmed today. I live to serve the community, and I'm very actively involved and have been for years. I started my involvement in the community actually when I was in college. I was assistant to a director to a mentoring program. And after I finished college, I actually started working at Big Brothers Big Sisters and helped grow that organization and actually founded their African American mentoring program. I currently am the community relations person who's responsible for Randall Children's Hospital and Legacy Emanuel Medical Center. And I sit on the board of the Oregon Association of Minority Entrepreneurs, as well as the board of the Make It Better Foundation for the Trailblazers. And I am on the board of the Elliott Neighborhood Association and also assist with the planning of the Dawson Park concerts. I'm very interested in being involved in this board. I think that it plays a very important role in the economics of our state. And I also see the importance of making sure to keep our communities safe as well. In my job, I am very often have to be able to weigh different people's views and perspectives and weigh out different ways in which we can bring different people to the table and make different decisions. I think I can bring a new perspective and fresh thoughts and ideas to the commission, and I'm very excited about that. I am also very morally grounded, and honesty and transparency is very important to me, and I see that as a very important role as a commissioner as well for the OLCC. I have also been exposed to the unfortunate impact that alcohol can have on individuals' lives, and I see the importance that the OLC commissioners play in making sure that we keep our communities safe. With that, I am very excited for the opportunity to serve, and if you have any questions, I'd love to answer those.
Great. Well, thank you. You obviously have a lot of duties, both volunteer and professional, already, so we appreciate you taking on another one. Yes, Senator Beyer.
Thank you, Madam Chair, and thank you, Ms. Weatherspoon, for your willingness to serve. I'm just curious, to the extent you've thought about the OLCC, a couple of issues that are kind of bubbling around there now. We had watching with interest what's happened on the other side of the river, the Washington side, with their, I guess, deregulation, if you will, mm-hmm. of their system. There's a little more confined than ours, and how that contrasts with the OLCC's experiments with expanding liquor sales into more of the regular, the Safeways and mm-hmm. so forth like that. Have you thought about that at all, and what's your general
I have, you know, this is obviously, I have not been appointed yet, and I have a lot to learn, and I'm excited about learning. And so I think that is something that once I get appointed and educated on how that would impact our state, would definitely weigh out how that would impact our state. But I have read up a little bit on it, and so I can't really speak with a lot of knowledge because I am not in that position yet.
Thank you.
Any other questions for Ms. Witherspoon? I'm sorry.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you very much for being here. And I'll close the public hearing. And next, I'll open a public hearing on the appointment of Stephen Foster Wexler to the State Board of Massage Therapists, if you'd like to come forward. Thank you for waiting so patiently. Probably pretty interesting listening to such a diverse group of folks, and just tell us your name, a little about your background, and why you'd like to serve on the Board of Massage Therapists.
Thank you, and good morning, Madam Chair, members of the committee. Thank you for giving me the opportunity here to speak on my behalf for this nominee with the Oregon Board of Massage Therapists. My name is Stephen Foster Wexler. I live in Bend. I guess the second one over the mountains this morning. Hopefully the pass is clear enough to get back for my patients this afternoon. I'm an acupuncturist. I've been in Bend since 2003, going on 10 years, where I had my second child. I'm interested in the Oregon Board of Massage Therapists because I'm very interested in safety, in healthcare. I'm a healthcare practitioner. My father is a physician. My wife is a hospice social worker, so I'm kind of surrounded with experience in healthcare in a variety of situations. I didn't grow up in Oregon, but I graduated from college here, and then I came back and did my acupuncture work in Portland, and then I left Portland to go to Bend, as you know. So I've worked, I believe, in public service. I worked for, you know, I did service for the country as a Peace Corps volunteer. I do service in my local community. I've been coordinating the Project Connect program that we put on for the last 5 years. I coordinate the complementary care portion, which includes chiropractors, acupuncturists, massage therapists, and we serve 2,000 to 4,000 low-income or uninsured folks there on one day in September. I do other volunteer work, and I'm just excited to be able to serve the state in this capacity. I guess I could talk more, but I'm welcome your questions if you have any. Thank you.
Great. Thank you very much for being here, for making the drive, and for taking time out of a busy schedule to serve in this important position. Any questions for Mr. Foster Wexler? Okay, it looks like you answered them all, so thank you again.
And I'll close the public hearing. And next, I'm opening a public hearing on the reappointment of Bill Bradbury to the Pacific Northwest Electric Power and Conservation Planning Council. And he is going to be joining us by phone. Good morning. Is this Bill Bradbury?
Good morning. This is Bill Bradbury sitting in Bandon, Oregon.
Good morning from beautiful Bandon. This is Diane Rosenbaum, Chair of the Senate Rules Committee, and with me at the dais is my Vice Chair, Senator Ted Farrioli, as well as Senator Lee Beyer, Senator Bruce Starr, and Senator Ginny Burdick. So as you know, the Governor has reappointed you to your current position, and we would love to hear from you. Your name, a little bit about your work and your interest in continuing to serve on this important council.
Thank you very much, Madam Chair and members of the committee. I really do appreciate being able to do this over the phone. It saves me a four-hour trip two ways. So I really am honored to serve on the Northwest Power and Conservation Council. I currently chair the council, and the council right now is working on developing its seventh power plan. Every 5 years, we develop a 20-year power plan. Our last power plan, the sixth power plan, said that we could meet 85% of our energy, electricity growth. We could meet those needs, 85% of those needs, through conservation and efficiency. And we're already on track to actually do better than that, which is really very exciting to me to see us make a real commitment to energy efficiency and conservation. The other major aspect of the Power Council is a huge Bonneville-funded program at working to maintain and restore fisheries in the Columbia River. And I think we all know that the development of the hydro system on the Columbia River really challenged the fishery, and we got real close to winking some stocks out. We've now really started to turn the corner with incredible investments being made by Bonneville in fish, and particularly naturally spawning fish in the Columbia, and we're really starting to see some pretty positive recovery. So for me, this is really getting to do the deal with the issues that I really care about, whether it be energy development, energy efficiency, or fish and wildlife. There is one other responsibility that the governor has given me. He has designated me as the Oregon representative on what's called the Sovereign Review Team, which is working four states, five tribes, several federal agencies, working to develop our proposal for the Columbia River Treaty, the treaty runs until 2024, but you have to give notice of making any changes 10 years in advance. So we're working to try to develop a treaty that both currently the treaty just, well, I shouldn't say just, but currently the treaty provides flood protection and power. So there's a major power-sharing agreement between British Columbia, Canada, and the United States. And we in the Portland area are the biggest beneficiaries of the flood risk management that is done cooperatively with Canada and the United States. There are a couple of other issues that I'm working on the Columbia River Treaty. One is most people feel pretty strongly that the treaty, right now it deals with flood risk and power, and most people feel that the new treaty should deal with flood risk, power, and ecosystem services, which fundamentally is fish in the Columbia River. And there's one other issue, which is Oregon and Washington both would like to be able to negotiate with Canada for additional water out of the Columbia to be used for both consumptive uses, irrigation, and in-stream uses. Oregon has a policy that it's 50-50 in-stream, out-of-stream. I'm pursuing all of those aspects as we negotiate the Columbia River Treaty. So it's an incredibly involving activity. I very much enjoy it, and I would be very hopeful that the Senate would be kind enough to reconfirm me for service on the Northwest Power and Conservation Council.
Okay, well, thanks. It sounds like there's a lot going on.
Yes.
There always is, but even more than usual. So I thank you again for your willingness to continue to serve. And are there any questions from the members of the committee? Okay, I don't see any questions for you, so I guess you've covered them all. And thank you very much again for joining us for the hearing. We'll be acting on the reappointment at the close of our hearing today.
Great. Thank you very much, Madam Chair and members of the committee, for allowing me to participate by phone. I hope to see you sometime soon.
Great. Likewise.
Okay.
You take care. Have a good day.
Thank you very much.
And I will close the public hearing. And next, I'm opening a public hearing on the appointments of three people, actually, Robin Collins, Casey Jama, and Gwendolyn Trice to the Commission on Black Affairs. So are all three of you here? Yes, I see that you are. So we've got three chairs and three people, which is just about perfect. Good morning, and thanks for waiting so patiently and listening to everybody else. So we would love to hear from you. First, your name, a little about your background, and why you'd like to serve on the Commission on Black Affairs. Whichever of you would like to go first, go ahead.
Good morning, Chair Rosenbaum, senators, members of the committee. For the record, my name is Robin Morris Collin. There's no S at the end of my name. C-O-L-L-I-N. I am a professor at Willamette University College of Law right across the street on Winter Street. I am the Norma J. Paulus Professor of Law. It is my honor to have a named professorship. I have taught law in Oregon for 20 years, but before Oregon, I also taught for 10 years in California and in Louisiana. So I have been a professor of law. My special area of my research, service, and publication is racial and social equity, and also public involvement and participation in government. I was the founding chair of the Oregon Environmental Justice Task Force. I still serve on that committee, on that task force. I'm also a member of the Oregon Sustainability Board. I'm honored to be part of this nomination process, and I appreciate the opportunity to appear before you today. I've also received numerous awards, one being the Oregon Woman of Achievement last year, 2012, the Campus Compact Faculty Award for Civic Engagement in Sustainability, and from the National Environmental Protection Agency, we won an award for the Oregon Environmental Justice Task Force in terms of our collaboration with the government and with natural resource agencies of our government. I'm eager to serve on the Oregon Commission for Black Affairs because of its unique and special relationship to the legislative process. I will bring substantial professional skill and knowledge to my service, and I thank you for the opportunity to testify today.
Thank you very much. I think we probably made your name plural because you are doing so many things. There must be more than one of you. Thank you. Please go ahead.
Good morning, Chair Rosenbaum. Good morning, members of the committee. My name is Casey Chama. I am a nominee for the Commission for the Black Affairs. I'm just a little bit about myself. I'm originally from Somalia. I came to state of Oregon 13 and a half years ago with knowing no one. And today here I'm standing in front of you. But that journey led me to work with the community in many different capacities. Currently, I'm the executive director and the original founder of the Center for Intercultural Organizing. Center for Intercultural Organizing, it's a grassroots organization working multi-ethnic immigrant refugee population, and our goal is to ensure the integration of the immigrant refugee population into our community and to our state. Also worked with the city of Portland. I was one of the folks who started working with the city, starting the Office of Equity, and currently I'm serving as one of the advisory committee there. I'm passionate about the issues of equity, justice, and just for reasons. One is because, you know, I'm someone who is myself as someone who fled a country with civil war, has experienced what the lack of government process might look like in my own country. I'm passionate about bringing people together and bringing people from diverse backgrounds. And I'm excited to serve the Commission on Black Affairs because I think not only, although it's a specific community member to work with, my goal is will be as a facilitator, as a model, as a bringing both that perspective of being an African, but also bringing the population that I work with, particularly the immigrant refugee community. So my role is basically will be a facilitator in ensuring that we work together as a community. Our strength comes from our diversity, period, and that's the synergy and energy I would like to bring it to. And thank you very much for the opportunity to speak in front of you, and I would be happy to answer any questions that you have. Thank you.
Great. Thank you very much for your willingness to serve. And last but not least.
I'm nervous. 2 days ago, I didn't have a voice at all, so I'm really excited to be able to voice that. Thank you, Chair Rosenbaum, Senators. It is an honor and a privilege to be here, to be considered as a nominee for the Commission on Black Affairs. My name is Gwendolyn Trice. I live in Enterprise, Oregon, the northeast tip of the state of Oregon. So just for an idea of where I come from, my county is the size of Rhode Island with 8,000 people and no traffic lights. So there's not many people that look like me there, but there's something that's very specific about the area I live in. And when you drive down the street, most people, in fact, almost everyone, if it's not tourist season, waves. And everyone knows my name, and I'm having a little bit difficult time remembering 8,000 names, but we're working on that. I left the Northeast area when I was just out of high school and lived in Seattle for 30 years. And I moved back in 2007 at the discovery of my own history in that area, that my father and grandfather were loggers back in the 20s. And I left that career with some really viable skill sets. I worked on from the shop room floor to presentation to management to training people throughout the United States for that company, and I was able to be the founder and the executive director of the Maxville Heritage Interpretive Center in Wallowa County, and it's located in the town of Wallowa. And it's just been a real big change. Everything in my life changed at that point. I got to bring communication to my community and change in a way that the logging towns that were existing at one point no longer existing. And the place where we reside right now, that town essentially is dying out. And so it's that sense of, as the elders move on, is how do we create change in the community? It's a very different place than it was in the 70s. There's new faces, there's new groups of people that are there, and I get to begin to tell our story in many ways. I get to educate people about the people that were there historically throughout time, and it's been just a great honor to be able to walk through this with my community and create educational moments to be able to tell our history with all of our voices in it. Has been a big part of what we do there. That story has grown in such an amazing way throughout the state, and I have an opportunity to be able to share those skill sets and our local history in a very visceral way. And what I believe I can bring to this commission is that perspective from my rural connection and the place that I come from, that connection to place and to not only the place of culture from where I live, but from who I am in my heritage. Thank you.
Great. Well, thank you very much for bringing such diverse and busy and impressive backgrounds to this important commission.
Yeah.
Any questions for these good folks? Great. Well, thank you very much for being here and for waiting so patiently. And I will close this public hearing and open a public hearing on the appointments of Dr. Martha Riley and Carl Ye to the Lane Transit District Board. Good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you for waiting so patiently. And I think by now you know the drill, but we will look forward to hearing from you. Just state your name for the record and tell us a little about your background and why you'd like to serve on the Lane Transit Board.
Chair Rosenbaum, senators of the committee, thank you for allowing me to speak with you regarding my nomination. My name is Martha Riley. I'm a 15-year resident of Eugene. I work in Eugene and in Springfield. I'm a physician, a property owner, a business owner, a single mother, and a lifelong fan of public transit. It's my firm belief that a thriving, convenient, accessible, affordable transit system serves all members of the community, not just the riders. I know as a property owner that I bought my home because a transit stop was across the street. As a business owner, I'm keenly aware that my employees, my clients, and my colleagues are using Lane Transit District buses to come to work every day, both to my office and the hospitals where I practice. Lane Transit District, like any public agency in Oregon, faces big challenges in the upcoming years, but this is also a time when we can plan for a better future. I bring to the board my strong interest, my commitment to partnership with my community, my entire community, and other agencies, and my experience with hospital governance and on the board of Oregon Medical Group. Thank you for your consideration.
Great, thank you. I think we'll hear from both of you and then open it up for questions.
Great. Thank you very much, Chair Rosenbaum and other senators. I appreciate this opportunity to address you. My name is Carl Ye, and I am from Eugene, Oregon. I'm also a nominee for the Lane Transit District Board of Directors. So I was just a little quick background about myself. I was born in Oregon to parents from Taiwan. I have also been educated in Oregon, attending the University of Oregon for my undergraduate and graduate degrees. And since graduating with a law degree, I've worked in administration at various institutions of higher education in Oregon and currently at the University of Oregon for the past 6 years. I live in Eugene with my wife, and we're raising two children, and we are very connected to Eugene and Springfield. This is a community that we have both grown to feel great love and connection with. So the reason I want to work on the LTD board is because I'm really passionate about providing safe, sustainable, and economical transportation to people. I actually ride my bicycle to work every day, even in weather like this. And I supplement my bicycle with, of course, LTD and our one family car. And I appreciate the wide variety of transportation that our county provides, and I want to do my part to help its diverse people with its diverse needs get from point A to point B. And so I thank you very much for this opportunity, and thank you for your time, and I'm happy to answer any questions. Thank you.
Great. Well, thank you both for coming up from Eugene and your willingness to serve in the midst of busy lives. Yes, Senator Beyer.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Thank you both for your willingness to serve on the LTD board. Not the easiest job in the world. Curiosity question, have you, either of you, ridden the bus in the last 90 days?
No.
I do, a lot, especially for MX, since the MX line goes right through our University of Oregon campus. Very handy for me.
My daughters ride the bus on a regular basis. It's their main mode of transportation. The 76 used to be up in my neighborhood, but it was in the last round of cuts, went away. So I no longer can get to it easily. I use it currently now for mostly duck events and to go to the Oregon Country Fair.
The only way to get to the University of Oregon
certainly is.
Yeah.
You've got a real challenge ahead. I mean, transit financing in this state is not easy. Thank you.
Thank you both.
Thank you both for your willingness to serve, and we'll be acting on your appointments at the close of today's hearing.
Thank you very much.
And I'll close the public hearing, and then we have one more individual to hear from, and that is Sandy Warren on the appointment to the Construction Contractors Board. If you'd like to come forward, and I will open this public hearing. I guess I should have done that first. Thank you for waiting so patiently, and we certainly want to hear about your background and why you'd like to serve on the CCB.
Madam Chair and committee members, thank you for having me today, and I am honored that the governor has recommended me for this position. I am a true Oregonian, born and bred, raised in the Portland metropolitan area, and I am the owner of a plumbing company, DNF Plumbing. We've been in business for 86 years now. I am a third-generation owner. I was basically raised in the business. You know, I'd go bug my grandpa in the office during the day, and especially when I sold Bluebird candy and payday was around, and he really helped me get to camp several years in a row with that. That was a great memory. I have been an employee of DNF Plumbing for 22 years, the last three as owner. When I bought my dad out, he decided after 48 years to retire. I had a great mentor in him. He taught me the business from the ground up. I believe that at this point in my life, it's time to give back. You know, I've done little things for my community throughout the years, but having been in business and a business owner, and having dealt with the CCB over the number of years on different issues, I think that I have a lot to contribute. We are a primarily residential service company with some small construction and commercial service. And I believe I would bring maybe fresh and new opinions and ideas to the board. I think with my experience not only as a business owner, but as an end consumer, having contractors in my own home working, I have certain levels of expectations and standards, and I think that we need to uphold that in the industry, and I would like to be a part of that. So thank you.
Well, thank you for being willing to serve on this important board in addition to running your company. And are there any questions for Ms. Warren? Senator Beyer, I thought with all the remodeling work you have going on, you might have some technical questions. I guess not today.
Please use help.
Okay, well, thank you very much
for being here. Appreciate your time.
And I'll close the public hearing, and committee, we will stand at ease for just a moment while we search for absent members.
committee will come back to order. And we have one more person to hear from, and I'll open a public hearing on the reappointment of John Mullis to the Workers' Compensation Management Labor Advisory Committee. Thank you for waiting so patiently, and we would love to hear who you are, how it's going on MWEC, and anything else you'd like to tell us briefly.
Well, good morning, Chair Rosenbaum, members of the committee. For the record, my name is John Mullis. I'm the Executive Secretary for the Oregon State Building Trades Council, and as you said, I'm up for reappointment on the Workers' Comp Management Labor Advisory Committee. As I'm sure you know, there's a lot of new faces on that committee, but a lot of very talented people that are giving of their time. I think we all share the same goals of keeping Oregon's workers' comp system as one of the leading ones in the nation. I think it's important to put policies in place that return injured workers back to work as soon as it's safe and practicable to do so. And we want to work with our management counterparts to keep their rates affordable. That's important to them, and we want to keep the benefits as good as we possibly can to the workers when they have the unfortunate incidents of being injured at work. So, and just a little bit about me personally, I'm a journeyman bricklayer and stonemason by trade. Started my apprenticeship 35 years ago when I was 12. So, thank you.
Great. Well, thanks for being willing to continue. I think continuity is important because having served on MLEC myself, I know that it takes a while to learn the intricacies of workers' compensation. So,
thank you.
Any questions for Mr. Mullis? Yes, Senator Farioli.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Mr. Mullis, MLEC really is astounding because it works so well. And I think it works so well because it's there's a balance on that board. Mm-hmm. Can you talk a little bit about the balance and why that board works so well?
Well, as Chair Rosenbaum, Senator Farioli, I believe by statute it's the committee is equally represented by labor and labor representatives and management representatives that are, as you well know, appointed by the governor and go through this confirmation process. And I think all of us bring similar values to the table that I shared earlier. It's obviously when a worker's hurt, we want them to be taken care of when that unfortunate accident happens. I know employers view their workers as assets, so they want to get them back to their workforce and as soon as possible so they can earn a paycheck and support their families. And again, it's important while offering those good benefits while they are hurt to try and keep the rates affordable for employers so that, because every penny that goes to their workers' comp payment is a penny or a dollar that's not available for something else. So.
Follow me, okay.
Yes, go ahead.
I really want to thank you for your service, and please convey my appreciation for the rest of that MLAC board, if you could do that for me. Madam Chair, I think that board works so well because people have been scrupulous about maintaining the balance between management and labor on that board. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you for your comments, and thank you again for being willing to re-up for this important assignment.
Thank you, Chair Rosenbaum and Senator Farioli. We have a meeting this Friday, and I will share your remarks with my fellow members.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, we're just about out of time. Did we have somebody else that... did you wish to testify about one of these appointments, or?
In behalf of John, please, Madam, if I could.
Yeah, it's really not.
1 minute.
Okay, go ahead.
Madam Chair Rosenbaum, Vice Chair, Committee for the Record, Bill Cluding, Carpenters Industrial Council. We wholeheartedly endorse the reappointment of John. John's a key for this MWAC. Appreciate the Senator's good points, and we hope you reappoint John. Thank you.
Okay, thank you for your comments. And again, I'll close the public hearing, and we will have a series of motions. So,
start with the directors.
Okay, so we'll start with committee members. We're doing separate motions on the full-time positions, so we will do those one at a time. And I'll open a work session on the appointment of Cameron Smith as Director of the Oregon Department of Veterans Affairs. And I'll move the appointment of Cameron Smith as Director of the Department of Veterans Affairs to the Senate floor with the recommendation that he be confirmed. Is there any discussion on the Chair's motion? Any objection to the motion? Okay, if not, so ordered. And I'll close that work session. And Senator Starr, would you like to carry this? I think that would be your first duty. Okay, great. We'll have you do that. I'll open a work session and move the appointment of Tom Beiler as Executive Director of the Oregon Watershed Enhancement Board to the Senate floor with the recommendation that he be confirmed. Is there any discussion on the motion? Any objection to the motion? Seeing none, the motion carries, and I'll close the work session. And Senator Burdick, would you like to carry this on the floor? Great. Okay. And moving right along, I'm opening a work session and moving the appointment of Bill Bradbury to the Pacific Northwest Power and Conservation Planning Council to the Senate floor with the recommendation that he be confirmed. Is there any discussion on the motion? Any objection to the motion? Okay, seeing none, it is so ordered. And Senator Beyer, would you like to carry this on the floor? Okay. And next, I will open a work session and move the appointment of Adam Reinhard to the Employment Relations Board to the Senate floor with the recommendation that he be confirmed. Is there any discussion on the Chair's motion? Senator Ferrioli.
I'll be objecting to the appointment.
Okay. Any further discussion? Okay. We will call the roll on the Chair's motion. And Mike, will you please call the roll?
Senator Beyer?
Aye.
Senator Burdick?
Aye.
Senator Starr?
Aye.
Vice Chair Ferrioli?
No.
Chair Rosenbaum?
Aye. Motion carries. And the Chair will carry this on the floor. And now we have the big group of all these other wonderful folks. So bear with me here. And I'll open a work session and move the following appointments and reappointments to the following boards and commissions to the Senate floor with the recommendation that they be confirmed en bloc. John Lausing to the Oregon Board of Accountancy, Robin Collin, Casey Jama, and Gwendolyn Trice to the Commission on Black Affairs, Daniel Cote and Dr. Jason Young to the State Board of Chiropractic Examiners, Sandy Warren to the Construction Contractors Board, Eric Farm and Donna Opitz to the Board of Commissioners of the Port of Coos Bay, Todd Beck, Jana Hongo, James Morris, and Brandon Schwint to the Oregon Board of Dentistry, Colleen Forbes to the State Board of Direct Entry Midwifery, Richard Withnell to the Oregon Education Investment Board, Miranda Semmer and Anthony Valise to the State Board of Education, Heather Miller to the Electrical and Elevator Board, Dennis Luke to the Governing Board of the State Department of Geology and Mineral Industries, Lita Garside to the Health Evidence Review Commission, Gregory Fraser, David Wyden, Bridget Barnes-Page, Ellen Larson, and Carolyn Lawson to the Health Information Technology Oversight Council, Carlos Crespo, Eric Parsons, Joe Robertson, and Lillian Shirley to the Oregon Health Policy Board, Andrea Cano and Cynthia Gomez to the Commission on Hispanic Affairs, Stephen Foster Wexler to the State Board of Massage Therapists, Becky Child and Herbert Ozer to the Oregon State Hospital Advisory Board, Gregory McPherson to the Land Conservation and Development Commission, Doris Towery, Martha Riley, and Carl Yeh to the Lane Transit District Board, Cassandra Skinner and Pamela Weatherspoon to the Oregon Liquor Control Commission, Arminda Ferris to the Oregon Board of Maritime Pilots, William McMillan and Pamela Warren to the Board of Medical Imaging, John Huffine to the Outdoor Youth Program Advisory Board, Richard Rett to the Physical Therapist Licensing Board, Robert McKelvey to the Psychiatric Security Review Board, and John Mullis to the Workers' Compensation Management Labor Advisory Board. Is there any discussion on the motion? Any objection to the motion? Seeing none, the motion carries, and these will move to the floor. And do we have a volunteer to carry our large group on the floor? Senator Ferrioli?
Yes, ma'am.
Great. So Senator Ferrioli will carry, and I will close the work session. And members, we do have another group of executive appointments for our hearing next week that we will be taking up then. Thank you very much for your patience and your promptness. Thank you to everyone who showed up and for your willingness to serve. And with nothing further to come before us today, we are adjourned.